This is the Dunham and Miller Show. I'm George Dunham.
I'm Craig Miller.
Later in the show, we'll talk baseball. Harry Callis, the voice of the Phillies, and Ken Singleton, the voice of the Expos, coming up here in about 6 minutes or so. Spring training underway in Major League Baseball. Starting to get into... Oh, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Oh, no. Hi, Clarence. How are you?
Dunham and Miller.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once-over with the monkey wrench.
Clarence, we're doing our show
right here. Yeah, and I was just down there watching videotape from the security camera mounted in the fourth floor women's bathroom.
You can't do that.
Yeah. And I heard you boys talking about football and baseball, and right away an old sports story I want to tell you fellas.
All right, keep it short and make sure it has a point.
Well, this must have been 10, 15 years ago or so. Come to think of it, it was when dinosaurs still roamed the earth, so so this must
be longer than that.
Yeah. No, it was in the 50s. It was in the 50s because Harding was president. Anyway,
what? He wasn't president then.
Anyway, it was me, silent film star Harold Lloyd, Vlade Divac, Alanis Morissette, the nubile songstress who has recharged the Gen X music scene with her brand of angst-ridden turbo pop.
How would you know that?
And who else was with us? It was old... I must have been on Channel 8's health report of Dennis Johnson. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
There we go.
You need some water?
No, I'm fine. Anyway, we'd all taken summer jobs delivering pancake breakfasts to the wealthy.
What?
Well, no, actually, come to think of it, it was gold bullion we was delivering, not pancakes. So you can imagine our surprise and the responsibility we felt. Anyway... Well, we was delivering this gold bullion for the Colombian government, which was merely a paper front for the drug cartels.
What? You and Vlade Divac?
No, wait a second. No, it was pancakes we was delivering. I'm sorry. they were described as golden brown pancakes. That's probably why I was confused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're delivering Columbia House Blend coffee. So anyway, that's where I got the government thing. Anyway, Vlade Divac and Alanis Morissette were pretty hot and heavy at this point.
Sure.
Yeah. So Harold Lloyd and I decided to play a trick on them because Harold had a thing for one of them.
He's lying again.
And I didn't know which one of them because, you know, Harold couldn't talk.
Let's just say he's a silent movie actor. Let's just say it was Alanis, just for...
Well, it could have been, you know.
Well, let's just say it was.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
Move on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jump started there.
Right, you know, and Harold couldn't talk. You know, he's a silent movie actor. Therefore, the only way he could express himself was to hang off a clock high above the ground.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, the company we worked for... had a rule that you could only deliver pancakes to the wealthy because they were the ones whom God loved.
What kind of rule is that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and this posed a problem for Harold and me because the trick we wanted to play on Vlade and Alanis involved delivering pancakes.
Uh-huh.
So phase one of the plan began. Harold and I emptied our bank account and gave all our money to the thankful couple of Alanis and Vlade. But, you know, after that, they were still only lower middle class. So, after a few crime sprees and robbery rampages of the world's finest jewelry stores, we had enough money to deliver pancakes to Alanis and Vlade.
What kind of existence is that?
So, finally, one morning, Harold and I, we crept up the stoop to Vlade's cold water flat, where we knew Alanis was bedded down with the 7-foot center. And Harold and I approached with a raging stack of blueberry silver dollars.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, you know, Vlade was happy as a pig in a blanket to see those because, you know, they were his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But what he didn't know was there's a shotgun hidden in that stack of pancakes.
Again, the ultimate prank, a shotgun.
Right. And not only that, it had a remote trigger hooked up to the butter tray.
Say something about an award for the show today.
So there was
take it back.
There was Vlade with the bed tray over his legs, his goose down comforter laying across his legs. He and Alanis, you know, laying there with his money bags. Oh, so many money bags around, and he was smiling at us, his good friends, for making him wealthy and delivering him pancakes.
Huh.
Nuts.
Well, then, he reached for that old butter tray, and Harold and I eased into the broom closet.
Right.
It fit right flush up against the back of it. And right as Vlade lifted that butter tray, That shotgun sprung out of them pancakes and stared him right in the face. Like an irritated cobra, it shadowed his every head movement. And just as Vlade began to butter that shotgun, that remote trigger went off.
Uh-oh.
We laid low.
Sure.
And just as that moment, that shotgun, you know, the one that we hid in the pancakes and all.
Right.
It fired up in the air and all them pancakes and money sacks went everywhere. Anyway, as a sports star, I want to tell you fellas, come on down to the boiler room. I just got a fresh cookie sheet of pralines.
Okay.
Again, how is that a sports story?
I got lost about 3 minutes ago.
Bye, Clarence.
Bye, Clarence.